We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Subject: how important is intimacy before marriage? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a young single female. I recently had a conversation with a close male friend about relationships and sex. He told me that from a man's point of view, a man can never fully love a woman and give his all to a relationship until they have sex. This blew my mind because my girlfriends and I are withholding sex now, and we really think that we are doing the right thing by making men wait. I look back at how many men I have turned away knowing that they just wanted to have sex with me. If what my male friend says is true, then I may have missed out on a few good men. My male friend says, also said that sex does not overshadow all of the other aspects that make two people to be compatible.
Oh, wait, he say what now?
My male friend also said that sex does not overshadow all of the other aspects that make two people be compatible. Okay? But it can definitely be a determining factor as to whether or not a man will pursue a relationship. I have not always made men wait, but hurtful experiences have made me want to practice celibacy. Do you honestly think that making a man wait for sex can cause him to lose interest in me? Or will the right man be willing to wait for sex? Please advise. Well, you're a young single female. So, you know, I have to tell you like this. You have to do what you believe in, okay? Don't let anyone take you off your game by telling you what they believe in and telling you what they think you should do, okay? So if you're going to hold out, hold out. Hold out for the right reasons, though, and hold out for the right man. You know, you said you're young. You said all of that. You're single and everything. So please know that you'll probably, you know, come in contact with a lot of men who want to get at you, a lot of men who are going to say anything just to get into your pants. I mean, anything. You know, it sounds, and they'll make it sound really good, you know, and really tempting and all of that. So be aware of that, young single female. He knows you're young, and he's trying to see, you know, if you're going to take the bait, if he can really get at you. So don't. Be strong in that area. Stick to your beliefs. And yes, as impossible as it may seem, some men will wait. Now, it depends on how long and all of that, but some men will wait. All right. They're few and far between. I have to tell you that they are few and far between. But it doesn't matter what they do. It matters what you do with your body. If you want to wait, you have every right to wait. Steve?
You sure can. You can just wait, 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 wait. You can save it. You can put it in the freezer.
What?
You can get it put down in some tubes. You know, you can store it in the lab.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can let it naturally close.
Really? Really?
You can do any number of things you want to do.
Are you kidding me right now?
I just want her to hear the option.
Are you kidding me right now?
You ain't got to do nothing, young lady, because it's yours.
That's right.
You have every right to treat it however you want to treat it. You do not have the right to just pass it out to anybody, which happens to be a lot of men's goals. So now I'm taking a backwards approach to try to teach you a lesson here. He told you that from a man's point of view, a man can never fully love a woman and give his all in relationship until they have sex. Now listen to me. He told you wrong, but he told you right. See, it's a funny way that he phrased this to you. He said, a man can never fully love a woman and give his all in a relationship until they have sex.
What?
He told you wrong, but he told you right.
What do you mean, Steve?
First of all, a lot of men will give their all to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To get the sex. To get it. See, you can get it all from a man.
Mm-hmm.
There is no limit to what a man will do for it. You can get a man to do through everything. If they want it bad enough, you can set the hoops up, set them on fire. Mm-hmm. You can put a swim tank over there with a Shamu in it.
Yeah.
We're going to do whatever. What? You want me to dive in here with Shamu, ride him back, feed him two fish, yeah. jump through these hoops, mm-hmm. kill this cobra.
Wow. Yeah.
Drink this raw egg.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Watch what he do. Finna get his ass in that tank with Shamu. He finna kill that cobra and he finna drink the raw egg. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we do for the one we care deeply about. Now, Steve, why you sound like you're talking crazy? Because sex is one of the several things that we claim. Listen to me, ladies. Sex is one of several things that we claim.
Yes, we claim.
First of all, this my girl right here. We claim that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, this my wife right here. We claim that. This my fiance right here. We claim that.
And the sex.
The sex is a separate item.
Yes, it is. Talk about it.
That belongs to us.
Yes.
Solely, wholeheartedly, you can't pass it out.
Mm-mm.
We claim that. So that's what I'm telling you is that he is right. He's telling you wrong that men won't do anything. They won't love you completely because they will. But sex is one of the things that we claim. I will clarify it even more with a couple of questions from the ladies about this when we come back because I know there's questions.
All right. today's letter, subject, how important is intimacy before marriage? The subject of today's strawberry letter, how important is intimacy before marriage? Let's recap.
This young lady got this close male friend telling her that from a man's point of view, a man can never fully love a woman and give his all in a relationship until they have sex. That blew my mind because my girlfriends and I are withholding sex now. And we really think that we're doing the right thing by making men wait. And you are. The ones that won't wait for you. See, I don't know if you're saying wait until marriage. Is that what she's saying in the letter? But you're making them wait. I look back on how many men I've turned away knowing that they just wanted to have sex with me. If what my male friend said to me is true, then I have missed out on a few good men having sex with you.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like she's just saying wait until she's ready, though.
Right.
Yeah,
see, you're not
saying
wait until marriage.
Yeah.
My male friend also said that sex does not overshadow all the other aspects that make two people be compatible. I'm telling you, the guy is spot on with that statement. Sex does not overshadow all the other aspects that two people be compatible, but it can definitely be a determining factor as to whether or not a man will pursue a relationship. Now, see, you got it wrong. He should pursue the relationship before the sex.
Right.
So what this dude got you thinking is you got to give away the sex to have the relationship. That's what's backwards about the statement. That's why I said the young man is telling you wrong, but he's right. But if he can get your mind turned around to thinking the only way to have a relationship is to have the sex,
right.
Then he got you in the trick bag right where all of them want you. But a man will give you a relationship to get the sex is what I'm trying to tell you. A man will treat you right. A man will pull out doors. A man will respect you. A man will honor you. A man will make a commitment to you to get to the sex. You just got to get an understanding that once the sex is had, that ain't the end of it. Mm-hmm. And the way you find that out is in a 90-day probation period. Because if he's seeing serious, he's going to be
better,
gone.
Better, though, right? Doesn't sex make it better?
If you want to go out again, sex will help you go out.
Doesn't it make it better?
I'm with you.
Listen to Team Tommy.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the
deal. What you not going to do is act like you ain't been over here before.
No, well, what you're not going to do is act like you ain't ever been in love, and no matter why they give it to you, it ain't good.
Oh, you done brought love in it?
Yeah.
Well, see right here?
I'm out.
Well, see right here? You, you're just you. You, you, you and take your dog skin buddy with you.
You
and
wrong.
Take your dog skin buddy with you.
I just want to say this. You don't have
you know
to
who I'm
love
talking
me.
About there.
You don't have to love me to give it to me. Trust me, you really don't. You really don't. You don't have to like
that's
me.
Because nobody ever had you.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to love me, like me. You don't have to know me to give it to me.
What?
But let's make it work, though.
Get your boy,
okay, Shirley,
Steve.
You have any questions about it?
All right. For this young girl, she really asked the question, will a man wait for sex? Now, that's few and far between. It's rare.
No, it's not rare. It's really not rare that a man will wait for sex. You're not saying wait until you
she's
get married.
She's not saying that, but yeah.
You're saying wait until you're ready.
Until she's ready.
See, that's the problem.
Until she thinks it's right.
See, you young girls and women out here, y'all got men, got y'all thinking it's up to them when they get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
How it's up to them and it's yours.
Right, exactly.
If anybody need to be calling shots on when this cookie get passed out and get dunked in the milk and get crumbled, it need to be the possessor of the cookie.
Uh-huh.
And it ain't his until he put a ring on it.
No matter what he says to you.
Give a
no
damn what he say. It ain't his.
How good it makes it sound. He makes it sound.
It ain't his until he want it.
Mm-hmm.
So now what the problem is he got they got y'all twisted. They got y'all thinking that you got to give him some sex to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's she's young, and that's what he's doing to her.
Well, and your best friend is young, too. Mm-hmm. Because if he was a grown-ass man, he'd tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mind, he's saying it wrong, but he right. Because
mm-hmm.
in his mind, that's how they got it played out now.
But that's why I said she can't listen to what he says. She's got to follow her own mind.
You and your girls are doing the right thing.
Hold out until for the right
person. That blew my mind because my girlfriends and I are withholding sex now, and we really think that we're doing the right thing by making men wait. I look back at how many men I've turned away knowing that they just wanted to have sex with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you look back on all the men who just wanted to have sex with you.
So she knows.
If you told them they're not getting no sex tonight, and you ain't heard no more from them, or you ain't getting no sex this Saturday when we go out, and you ain't heard from them, you've done yourself a great service.
Exactly. She must be in between relationships.
You changed. And since you got these two shows and Family Feud.
And why haven't you is the
you're
question.
You're just different.
It's just called growing up.
Maturity. Yeah.
I mean, and your ass is 50, and that old dark-skinned friend of yours is older than me. So why y'all two talking to each other about
really
getting
like,
it right is beyond me.
I just don't like the Steve here. I don't like him.
What's different about him?
Just
what?
Change. Just change.
He changed. He's so different. But I'm going to let you be.
He's
you.
Making
just
sense, though.
I'm going to try to learn.
You guys
first.
Don't agree with him? He's making perfect sense.
He's making great sense?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
on point. But he just ain't my Steve.
Yeah. He didn't. He wasn't
well,
making
you know,
sense.
Well, men will wait, though. I mean, yeah. one of them sitting
that.
On this show.
I'm glad to hear that, and this young lady needs to hear that, too. She definitely needs to hear it.
I ain't nobody,
the,
you know.
Yeah, wait for the right men.
Real men who are looking for... Real men who are looking for something will wait for it.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Pimps and players that ain't looking for nothing, they ain't waiting for it.
Plus, I ain't that handsome.
Get here, that's it.
I ain't that handsome, huh? Your clothes don't jump off when you see me. I have to wait.
Yeah. See, right there. See, that's good to come to that, Jimmy.
Yeah.
See, that's good to come to
I know.
Why Tommy ain't there, I do
I don't
not
know.
Understand.
Because
Tommy thinks
I'm
he's
not
cute.
I'm
not nobody clothes jumped off when
we gotta when, go, okay?
When
we,
Turtle Shell walked in.
We gotta go. Listen, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM or at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.